Hello?
Hello, my name is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else? Thank you so much. There is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Ronald Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, proudly vote, or are you going to wait until November?
No, I'll vote in the primary.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, please tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Colin Allred, do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I guess somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. What about Roland Gutierrez?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Planned Parenthood?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. What about Ron Kirk?
Ooh, I don't know him.
You don't know him? Okay, no problem. What about Clay Jenkins?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable, somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Nathan Johnson? Okay. What about Jasmine? Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. What about Jasmine Simon?
I'll pass on that one too. I don't know her.
Okay. What about Victoria Nieve Criado?
I don't know any of these. I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so
much. I have
to
do some research, so thanks for reminding me.
Okay. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Jasmine,
thank you so much. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most, or which one is most important to you? Education, abortion, voting rights, local control, or guns?
Right now, Texas, abortion.
Abortion, okay. And what is the second most important issue for you? Education, voting rights, local control, or guns?
Education,
thank you so much. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One, who has the best shot at beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
The first one,
thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or doesn't impact your opinion. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Does that make you feel definitely to vote? Probably vote, or it doesn't make no impact in your decision, on your decision. I'm sorry.
Impact the vote.
Okay. Definitely vote or probably vote?
Probably.
Okay. Thank you. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Definitely vote, probably vote, or it doesn't have an impact.
Probably vote.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner of one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people to seek a path to legal immigration. Definitely vote, probably vote, or does it make no impact?
Definitely vote.
Thank you so much. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach. Definitely vote, probably vote, or it makes no impact.
Probably vote.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
Thank you. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Jasmine Simon because she is a fighter with a broad appeal to Democrats that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Probably.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their cultural war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businessmen. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is running to end a Republican's extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prisons for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindest Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Probably.
Thank you. Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
No impact.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Probably.
Thank you. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Definitely, probably, no impact?
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you so much. Next, just so you know, we're almost done now. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all of the information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Jasmine.
Thank you so much. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate if each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or it doesn't matter to you. Jasmine's husband, a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power, definitely makes you want to vote again, probably, or it doesn't matter to you.
Yeah, I hate Trump, so probably.
Okay. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the one candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Definitely, probably, or it doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Definitely, probably, or it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, thank you. Liz Ginsburg losing record shows she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of the Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today. Definitely, probably, or it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. If Democrats are going to stand up to the extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she's not able to bring the change Texas needs. Definitely, probably, or it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Thank you so much. After hearing all of this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, will you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
Jasmine.
Thank you so much. Lastly, having heard all of the information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for? In your own words, in a small statement, please.
Oh, that's as a woman right now, reproductive rights.
Okay.
That's what's most important. I have daughters. So.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Next. Now, these last few questions, can you please tell me what is your age? Are you between 18 and 39, 50, 54, 55, 64, or 65 plus?
55 to 64.
Okay, thank you. What is the last grade that you completed in school? 11th, 12th, 12 plus, college grad, or graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Liberal, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the following best describes your ethnicity or racial background? African-American, Black, Latino, Hispanic, Asian Pacific Islander, Arab Muslim, White Caucasian, or other?
Latino.
Okay, thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time and for every single one of your opinions. You have a good one.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.